A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the Marlins and the Phillies, they played a twin bill. Game one started at 4:05. It was a matchup between Dan Straley and Aaron Nola. And with a recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, a wise man once said he can't sweep a doubleheader unless you win game one. So the Marlins are still alive. They beat the Phillies 12-8 in game one of today's twin bill here at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Marlins pound out 10 extra base hits, 4 home runs, and route to the W. Dan Straley facing Aaron Nola in this one. Nola has been the Phillies' best this year. He's been their hottest of late. He had allowed 2 runs or fewer in 10 straight starts, Phillies' most recent outing against the Giants. But the Marlins got to Nola in inning number one here today. D. Gordon leadoff double. And with one out, up stepped Christian Yelich.
Yelich waiting for the next offering. They're backed up on the right side, and the shortstop, Galvis, plays up the middle against Yelich. Here's a ground ball pass. Galvis, who had to go to his right. It shoots out into right center, or rather left center. That's going to score D. Gordon easily. On into second with a double. Christian Yelich and the Marlins have a 1-0 lead.
But back came the Phils in the bottom of the first. After Straley retired the first two men, he walked Nick Williams. And then he and we were introduced to the new Philly, their slugger, Rhys Hoskins.
Here's the pitch. There's a drive, center field. Yelich goes back at the track, reaching up at the wall. It's off his glove, and it stays in play. Coming around to score is Williams, and Hoskins has a double off the Yelich glove at the wall in dead center. He almost hit it out. Yelich was fortunate when the ball came out of the glove that it didn't go over the fence. They're going to look at this. Well, now they're calling it a home run.
Yeah, the fans just saw it on the big screen, and the umpires got the word.
Well, I only thought Yelich caught a break. He didn't. It's a 2-run home run and a 2-1 lead for the Phillies after the review.
For Hoskins, his 6th home run in his last 8 games. Phils had the lead at 2-1 in the first. Marlins manufactured a run, though, to tie it up in the second. Leadoff double by Derek Dietrich. He went to third base on a Tomas Tolis ground out, and Miguel Rojas delivered him from third.
Ball is pulled on the ground slowly to Galvis. Galvis throws to first, and by an eyelash, he retires Rojas. The run scores were tied at 2. Rojas with his 8th run batted in.
Stay 2-2 all the way into the 5th inning. Rojas led the inning off with a walk. And with 2 outs after strikeouts, Australian Gordon, he was still at first base for Giancarlo.
The high set, the pitch. And there's a ball rocketed out into the gap in left center. And Rojas is on his way around, headed to third. He's been waved by Freddie. In safely at second with an RBI double, Giancarlo Stanton. And the Marlins take a 3-2 lead on the 2-out hit by Giancarlo that scores Rojas all the way from first base.
But that lead did not last long. With one out in the bottom of the 5th, Cameron Rupp got into one for the Phils.
Here's a ball driven left field, and it is gone. Straley gives up the lead with a home run to Cameron Rupp. Phillies catcher is connected for the 13th time this year, and this game's tied at 3.
3-3 into the 7th inning with Nola still in the game. Tomas Tolis walked to begin the frame. Miguel Rojas singled, 2 on. Nobody out for the pinch hitter, Ichiro. 3-1 to Ichiro is hit high in the air, deep right center. Back goes Kim, at the wall, goodbye! Ichiro with a go-ahead 3-run home run. It's his 21st pinch hit of the year to tie a Marlins record, and Miami grabs a 6-3 lead on Nola in the 7th. That is our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Miami Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Ichiro into the Marlins record books with an exclamation mark. His 21 pinch hits ties Ross Gloed in 2009 for the most in a single season by a Marlin. Miami was far from done in that 7th inning, though. After D. Gordon bounced to second, up stepped Stanton. There's a ball rocketed. Deep right field. Giancarlo's done it again. He goes the other way. Home run number 46. And now it's 7-3 Marlins in the 7th. That would be it for Aaron Nola. Done after 6 3 innings, gave up 9 hits in a season high, 7 runs all earned. He walked 2, struck out 7, allowed a couple of homers, 105 pitches, 72 strikes. Jesson Therrien out of Montreal came on to pitch in relief of Nola. He allowed a single to Christian Yelich, who had three hits, including a couple of doubles in this ball game. And Yelly was at first for Marcell Ozuna. 1-2 to Ozuna is ripped deep to left toward the corner and gone. A line drive home run. It's the third Marlins home run in the inning for Ozuna, number 28. A two-run blast to make it 9-3 Miami. At that point, Dan Straley done. He had left for the pinch hitter Ichiro, but he was on line for wins suddenly after the Marlins sent nine to the plate, scored six runs on five hits, three homers in the seventh inning. They led 9-3 at the seventh inning stretch. Straley worked six, gave up two hits, three runs. He walked two, struck out 10, led a couple of homers for Straley, 107 pitches, 69 strikes. Phil's got a run back in the bottom of the seventh against Junichi Tozawa, a sack fly by Michael Franco. That made it a 9-4 game, but the Marlins busted it wide open in the top of the ninth. Two on, one out for JT Realmuto.
Here's the pitch. And here's a high fly ball sending the right fielder Kim back at the wall. Looking, it is up, up and away. And another home run for the Marlins. This time hit by JT Realmuto to right center. A three-run, ninth inning home run to blow this thing open for the Marlins.
So it was a 12-5 Marlins lead after a home run by Cesar Hernandez in the bottom of the eighth for the Phillies. Then in the ninth, with Dustin McGowan out there for a second inning, the Phillies hit two more home runs. Tommy Joseph leading the inning off. And then with two outs and a man on, pinch hitter Andres Blanco went deep. But that's as close as the Phillies would get. Hernandez took a called third strike to end the ball game. Phillies score three in the ninth. They come up well short in this one. 12-8 Marlins, your final score in game one of our doubleheader here in Philadelphia. For Miami, 12 runs, 14 hits, no errors, four men left. For the Phillies, 8 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They strand two. Dan Straley, the winner, 8-8. Aaron Nola, the loser, 9-9. Time of the game, 3 hours, 6 minutes. Marlins have won 8 of 10. They have won 19 of the last 30. With the victory, they improved to 61-62. They are now within one game of 500 heading into the nightcap of this doubleheader for the first time. So they were 11-12 back on April 30th. Miami now 29-33 on the road. Meanwhile, the Phillies fall to 45-78 on the season. A Major League worst 24-32 here at home. They have lost 14 of the last 18 games.
All right. Well, if you want to win both, you got to win the first one. The Marlins accomplished that. Game two started at 7:50. That was a matchup between Jose Urania and Nick Pivetta. With that recap, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, from start to finish, our doubleheader took 7 hours, 7 minutes to play, and it was time well spent for the Marlins, who win a pair in Philadelphia on this Tuesday. They take game one, 12-8. They win the nightcap 7-4, and they won the nightcap just in time, within about a minute of the final out being recorded. The skies absolutely opened up. This is like Miami rain in Philadelphia right now. Coming down very hard, heavy winds, lightning, a lot of thunder. Quite a scene. It's a good thing the Phillies didn't rally in the bottom of the ninth. Well, after the Marlins erupted for 12 runs on 14 hits, 10 extra base hits in game one of the doubleheader, you wondered what might they have left for the nightcap. Well, they didn't waste any time answering that question. The first inning, back-to-back hits got things started. D. Gordon and Giancarlo Stanton. Right out of the shoot against Nick Pivetta, the Marlins had met at the corners. Nobody out for Christian Yelich.
And the pitch. Yelly bounces the ball to the right side, and the second baseman has this. Florimond throws to first, and the first baseman's pulled off the bag. Down to second goes Stanton. Gordon scores, and Yelich safe at first base.
And the Marlins had a 1-0 lead. They would extend it in a hurry, courtesy of Marcell Ozuna.
And there's a ball launched to left center and deep. For Ozuna, it is up, up, and away at a two-run home run and a 3-0 first-inning lead for the Marlins. Marcell has gone deep for the second time in this doubleheader.
First Marlins since Giancarlo Stanton in 2010 to hit home runs in both ends of a doubleheader. For Miami, 8 men to the plate. They scored 3 times in the first. It was a 46-pitch first inning for Nick Pivetta. Of his 46 pitches, 30 were strikes. 15 of those strikes were foul balls. Marlins just fighting off pitch after pitch to stay alive. They scored 3 runs on 4 hits. There was a walk. They were up 3-0 at the end of half an inning. Jose Urania with a 1-2-3 bottom of the first, only 12 pitches. Then in the second, the Marlins got back-to-back hits from the pitcher Urania and D. Gordon to get things started after Giancarlo struck out. two on, one out for Christian Yelich.
Here's a high drive, right center. It's a no-doubter for Yelich. Up, up and away. A three-run home run and a 6-0 second inning lead for the Marlins. Yelich has gone deep. Home run number 14 for Christian Yelich.
He drove in four in the game, giving him 67 on the season. He knocked in five in the doubleheader, which ties an all-time Marlins record. Nick Pivetta done at that point. After 1 1/3 innings, he gave up 7 hits and 6 runs, walked 1, struck out 2, allowed 2 home runs, Ozuna in the first, Yelich in the second. For Pivetta, 64 pitches, 41 strikes. It was a 6-0 game when he exited. It stayed 6-0 into the fourth, and in the Phillies' half of the fourth, Nick Williams got things going. On 2-2, Williams gets into one. Deep right center toward the bullpens. And speaking of home runs, there's another one. Williams with his 7th of the season. His 2nd against Marlins pitching. And the Phillies are on the scoreboard at 6-1. That was the moment, the 12th home run in this doubleheader between the two teams combined. Now, when Rainey came back, he struck out Rhys Hoskins. He got Tommy Joseph to bounce to third, but then a base hit from the right fielder, Hyun-Soo Kim, put a man on with two outs for Andres Blanco, who put together a remarkable at-bat, a run of 7 consecutive foul balls with the count 3-2 against him. Finally, on the 14th pitch of the at-bat, Andres Blanco delivered big against Urania. 3-2, there goes the runner, there goes a fly ball, deep to right, it's a no-doubter. On the 14th pitch of the at-bat, Andres Blanco has homered, and the Phillies creep back into this one now at 6-3. Remarkable. Blanco had one home run all year before he hit a home run as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning in Game 1. Goes deep on the 14th pitch of that duel with Urania to make it a 6-3 game in the fourth. It stayed 6-3 in the fifth inning with some help from Christian Yelich with two outs in the fifth, leading 6-3, Urania walked Freddie Galvis. And Nick Williams, who homered in the fourth, was bidding for another long ball.
And here's a high fly ball. This is deep right center. Yelich at the wall, leaps, and Yelich has made the catch at the wall in right center. What a tremendous play by Christian Yelich. He went up right in front of the Philly bullpen at the wall, went as high as he could go, and took a home run away from Nick Williams.
What a great play by Yelich. Would have been a 6-5 game if he didn't make that catch. There's no doubt it would have been a home run, but Yelich with the home run saving catch. That's our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Urania done after 5 innings. 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Allowed a couple of homers. 101 pitches, 64 strikes. Brian Ellington came on in the 6th, and with one out, he was facing Tommy Joseph, and not even Christian Yelich could save him.
Here's the pitch. Uh-oh. High fly ball deep to left. It's a no-doubter. A home run for Tommy Joseph. His first hit of this game, and that draws the Phillies to within 2 runs. It's now a 6-4 game.
For the Phillies, their 3rd home run in this game and the 14th home run between the two teams in the doubleheader. That was the Phillies' 8th homer in the 2 games. So it was a 6-4 game after 6 in the Marlins 7th after the right-hander Jesson Therrien got the first 2 men, Marcelo Ozuna and JT Realmuto. Lefty Adam Morgan came into the game, gave a base hit off his foot to Derek Dietrich, then another hit to A.J. Ellis. Marlins had 2 men on with 2 outs, looking for a clutch 2-out hit from Mike Aviles. Marlins have Dietrich at 2nd, Ellis at 1st, 2 down. They'll be running on the 3-2 pitch, and Aviles lines one to center, going to get down for a base hit. Dietrich around 3rd coming home. Here comes a throw from center field, and it's going to get away from the catcher Alfaro. Williams, a strong 2-hop throw to the plate, but Alfaro couldn't handle it. For Aviles, a big 2-out RBI single, and the Marlins extend their lead to 7-4. Kyle Bearclaw came out of the bullpen for the 7th inning with that 3-run lead. He got the first man, Jorge Alfaro, on a ground ball to short. Then he got some defensive help as he pitched to Cameron Perkins. There's a ball ripped out toward the gap right center. Stanton on the run, dives for it, and G made the catch. What a play. Oh, boy, he robbed Perkins of maybe a triple. with the full extension in the alley right center field. Giancarlo Stanton, what a catch. That's the second spectacular defensive play we've seen in the outfield from the Marlins tonight. We saw some great defense. We saw some great hustle from the Marlins in this game. JT Realmuto doubling on a ground ball up the middle off the shortstop's glove, running hard all the way, beating the throw to second base. Derek Dietrich looking at an infield hit in the ninth inning with two outs and nobody on base. Marlins played hard, played well throughout today. They took a 7-4 lead into the eighth inning. Kyle Bearclaw, who needed only nine pitches to get through the seventh, pitched a scoreless eighth inning as well. Bearclaw works two innings, allows one hit, strikes out two in this ball game. So we went to the ninth. Marlins up 7-4. Brad Ziegler out of the bullpen to try to lock down his seventh straight save since the Ramos trade. He got a leadoff double to Michael Franco, but then he got Cameron Rupp to ground to third for the first out. He got Jorge Alfaro to ground to short for the second out on the play. Franco took third base. Then pinch hitter Cesar Hernandez was hit by a pitch. So the Phillies got the tying man to the plate with two outs in the ninth. The rain beginning to fall. Heavy rain bearing down on us here in South Philadelphia. Marlins needed to end this game. Two on, two outs, tying man at the plate. Ziegler facing Pedro Florimon.
The pitch. Swing and a ground ball to the right side. This should do it. D. Gordon has it, throws to first, and that's the ball game. The Marlins have swept a doubleheader from the Philadelphia Phillies, and the Marlins have reached the 500 mark at 62-62 with this win. A windswept victory here in the ninth as Ziegler was able to put it away.
For the Marlins, 7 runs, 13 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For the Phillies, 4 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. They strand 6. Jose Urania improves to 12-5 with the victory. Nick Pivetta, the loser, 4-9. Brad Ziegler saved number 7 in as many chances since A.J. was traded away. Time of the game, 3 hours, 22 minutes in front of 20,761. We just did beat the rain. The Marlins sweep the doubleheader. They've now won 9 of 11, 20 of 31. They improved to 62-62 on the season. They're 30-33 on the road. As for the Phils, they fall to 45-79. Phillies have lost now 15 of their last 19 games. They fall to 24-33, worst in baseball in their home park.
What a day for the Marlins. They sweep the day-night doubleheader. Game 3 comes your way tonight at 7:05. Fish Family members, if you missed it yesterday, had two cracks at this one. The Fish Family bonus code 1776. 1776 is the Fish Family bonus code. We'll do it again tonight. The Marlins scorching hot. They're back to 62-62. On the mound at Citizens Bank Park for the Marlins this evening, Justin Nicolino. It's a 7:05 first pitch in Philadelphia. We'll be on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.